One day, Lila went to visit Chulak and the White Elephant. She arrived at the elephant house in time to hear the elephant master losing his temper.
"You horrible little boy," he roared. "You've done it again, haven't you?"
"Done what?" said Chulak innocently.
"Look," said the elephant master.
Written all over his side in charcoal and paint were dozens of slogans. "Eat at the Golden Lantern. Bangkok Wanderers for the Cup. Star of India Tandoori House." And right at the very top of the white elephant's back, in great big letters, "Chang loves Lotus Blossom True. Kiss, kiss, kiss."
"Every day this elephant comes home with graffiti all over him,"
shouted the elephant master.
"Why don't you stop people doing it?"
"I can't understand how it happens, master," said Chulak. "Mind you, the traffic's awful. I've got to watch those rickshaw drivers like a hawk. I can't look out for graffiti artists as well. They just slap it up and run."
"But Chang loves Lotus Blossom True. Must have taken a good 10 minutes on a stepladder."
"Yeah, it's a mystery to me, master. Shall I clean it off?"
"All of it. There's a job coming up in a day or two, and I want this animal clean."
And the elephant master stormed off, leaving Chulak and Lila with the elephant.
"Hello, Hamlet," said Lila.
"Hello, Lila," sighed the elephant. "Look what this obnoxious brat has reduced me to, a walking billboard."
"Stop fussing," said Chulak. "Look, we've got 18 rupees already, and 10 annas from the Tandoori house, and Chang gave me a whole rupee for letting him write that on the top. We're nearly there, Hamlet."
"The shame," said Hamlet, shaking his great head.
"You mean you charge people money to write on him?" said Lila.
"Course," said Chulak. "It's dead lucky to write your name on a white elephant."
"When we've got enough, we're going to run away.
Trouble is, he's in love with a lady elephant at the zoo. You ought to see him blush when we go past, like a ton of strawberry ice cream.
She's called Frangipani,"
said Hamlet mournfully.
"But she won't even look at me. And now there's another job coming up. Another poor man to bankrupt. Oh, I hate Turkish delight. I detest silk sheets. And I loathe gold leaf on my tusks. I wish I was a normal dull grey elephant."